This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The way houses get bought and sold in this economy has been the same, well, for a very long time. You hire a broker, you set your price, you wait for an offer. Maybe you wait some more. And then when it's done, the broker split their 6%. Or maybe you skip all that and accept an instant cash offer from the disruptors. Companies like Opendoor, OfferPad, Zillow as well, that have started buying homes in certain cities just about on the spot. That convenience comes at a price, yes, but as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, a surprising number of people are willing to pay it.
Aaron and Audie Woods were in a hurry to get to Colorado. They were moving here with a group of families from Texas to start a new church. They'd found a house they wanted to buy in Parker, outside Denver. But first, they had to sell their house in Houston.
One of my friends at our church mentioned Opendoor as an option, and I had never heard of it.
Opendoor is what's known as an iBuyer. The I stands for instant. Woods gave it a try, but thought the offer was too low. OfferPad, a competitor, offered $220,000.
It was obviously less than what I felt like we could get.
He was thinking $235,000.
But it was close enough to where the hassle of trying to list it and show it.
And we did pick our closing date. And we also had to close on our house here in Denver within a month. So it was nice to have that peace of mind that it was sold.
iBuyers have been around for about 5 years now, and their numbers are growing. Traditional brokers like Keller Williams have jumped in, along with startups with names like Knock and Perch. But they're still operating in just a few dozen cities, like Atlanta, Phoenix, and Vegas, where markets are active and homes are similar and easy to value. Mike DelPretti researches real estate tech at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says iBuyers only bought and sold about 25,000 homes last year.
For all of 2018, it was 0.2% of national transactions.
But he expects the number to rise. And if you've ever sold a house, you may have a good idea of why. The tyranny of the open house.
If you have kids, it's kind of a pain to get them out of the house every time you have to do a showing.
The family dog.
I've heard that pet owners are big customers, you know, because they don't want to have to worry about cleaning the carpets or replacing the carpets.
The repairs, the enhancements. Renee Williams also lives in Parker and recently sold her 19-year-old home to Zillow.
My home had the original roof, which did need to be replaced.
So did the carpeting and the oak kitchen cabinets.
Which is no longer the fashion trend, though that's what I love.
Stainless steel appliances and quartz countertops are what buyers love, especially when they're spending $600,000.
And quite frankly, I didn't want to do those upgrades, especially when those aren't upgrades that I would choose for myself.
Zillow offered Williams about $575,000, minus repairs and a service fee. She thinks she paid about 10 grand more than if she'd sold the traditional way.
But I did not have to have anybody come traipsing through my house. I didn't have to worry about offers falling through.
Now Zillow has to worry about that. DelPretti says iBuyers typically sell quickly and make 3 to 5% on the sale. But flipping houses is only part of the business model.
Zillow's only buying 2.5% of the houses that it gets an offer request for. So that other 98%, those are people that are pretty interested in selling their house.
And those are lucrative leads that Zillow and other iBuyers can sell to real estate agents. The Woods family from Texas is settling into their new house in Parker. Their Houston house is under contract for $12,000 more than OfferPad gave them.
But it was on the market for a few months, and we couldn't wait that long.
Plus, even with the discount, they'd been in their house long enough to make a pretty good profit. In Parker, Colorado, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.